everyone. It's Brian Smart here with you again, this time demonstrating a new game for the iPhone. Really glad that I'm not really the first to be doing that on this podcast. It's real interesting now that with the iPhone, we're really gaining access to a whole new class of mobile applications here. There have been several we could use on other platforms, but it's always kind of good to have some distractions and diversions. I mean, there are lots of places as a blind person where you just have to be patient, entertain yourself, waiting on a bus, waiting on other transportation. I know for myself, I have to make use of that time, sometimes in a productive way, but sometimes in just a way to, relieve some stress, kind of have a little bit of a diversionary moment. And it's good that we can do that. So people have shown on here some games that kind of like what people might expect traditionally out of an accessible game on a PC or on a mobile platform. But I'm not showing you a text game today or, some game just intended for blind people. This is actually a game that was designed to be an audio game first and foremost. So this is not an audio adaptation of something so it's accessible. This is a game for the iPhone called Aurify. And Aurify was designed to create a type of gameplay that was dependent only on sound. So the game is designed to be played with audio. And that's it. It's not an adaptation of anything else. The people that made it just thought, what can we do as far as creating an original game that only uses sound? So rather than just talk to you about it and give you a whole bunch of background, the game itself has a built-in tutorial, and I'm going to run through it on here with you while giving a little bit of narration as to what we're doing. If you're interested in getting the game, you can get it from the App Store on the iPhone. There are other podcasts that discuss how to do that. It is Aurify, Aurify. So I'm just going to start it up here. And the entire way we'll control the game is based on working with all the sensors in the iPhone. So there's tapping and touching and manipulating the screen with your finger. There's tilting the phone. There's shaking the phone. All sorts of use of the accelerometers and other sensors in the iPhone. So here we go. And I'm going to start it. And then since it's entirely audio, I'm going to immediately shut VoiceOver off. You don't need it at all for this game.
Landscape. VoiceOver off.
Please ensure your headphones are on the right way round. Exiting the application will always save your progress. To pause at any time, touch and hold the center of the screen.
Main menu. Tilt to the left to create a new connection, or to the right to resume a connection. Alternatively, touch and hold the center of the screen to find out more about Aurify.
So see, the interface is even different. There's no menu to touch on the screen. It's just how you manipulate the device. You're going to hear the audio in this game is quite beyond what I think anyone's ever heard from a mobile device. Everybody's just used to mobile devices just playing static sounds.
Going to new connection.
Tilting to the left.
3, 2, 1.
All right.
New connection menu. Tilt to the left to create a new connection in slot 1 and right for slot 2.
Okay, I'll do slot 2. Tilting to the right.
Establishing connection in slot 2 in 3, 2, 1. Do you wish to overwrite this connection? Tilt left for yes or right for no.
And I do, so I'll tilt left.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
I found a place for us to play. There, we will exist only in sound. You can even close your eyes. Tap the screen if you want to come with me.
All right, tap the screen now.
This is Aurify.
A lot of music in
Aurify. I'm here to help you learn a new form of play. where your actions create or influence the sounds in Aurify. Before we really begin, make sure that this is coming from your left ear and this is coming from your right ear.
So everyone out there, be sure your headphones are right.
This sound is linked to the left and right tilt of your touchpad. Practice moving it around.
Okay, so I'm holding it with the screen facing directly toward me. I'm slightly tilting it to the left. Let the sound coast that way. Slightly tilting it to the right. I can stop. I can tilt it to the left a little, and then straight up and down, and they'll stop. If I tilt it far to the left, darts far to the right.
Press and hold any corner of the screen to move on once you're happy with the controls.
It's very important when you're learning to use this that the amount you tilt it within a direction controls the speed in that direction it moves. It's not quite like a steering wheel, but you could imagine it a little bit like that. So I'm going
to
touch.
Press and hold any corner of the screen to move on once you're happy with the controls.
All right, I'm going to touch the top right-hand corner. Hold.
This sound is linked to the forward, backward tilt of your touchpad. Practice changing its pitch.
Okay. So this is straight up and down. I'll tilt it away from me. Now it's almost flat. Back up, straight up and down. Toward me. See, it seems to go behind us. Up and down again.
Press and hold any corner of the screen to move on once you're happy with the controls.
All right, let's move on. Press the corner.
Get into the groove of the background music and tap the screen in time to play a drum sound.
Okay. Any of these drum beats, it will respond how you tap the screen, but it can only respond at such a certain speed. You can't do finger rolls or anything that complicated. Dun, dun, dun.
Press and hold any corner of the screen to move on once you're happy with the controls.
These things we're running through are just getting you familiar with some of the things you can do in the game. It's going to explain in a minute what to do with them. So I'll press and hold the top right corner of the screen.
Shake the touchpad in time to the beat. If you don't hear anything, shake it harder.
All right, shake, shake. Yeah, that's popular in Zany Touch too. So anybody that's played that game knows that gesture. All right, I'm going to press and hold the top right-hand corner.
Listen for this sound. This is a counting. When you hear it, you need to get ready. Practice this by using your shaker to come in with the music. Press and hold any corner of the screen to move on once you're happy with the controls.
Anybody that's ever used any recording software, even a drum machine or a standalone keyboard, will be very familiar with that 1, 2, 3, 4 count in. That's what a lot of them do to give you a little tempo, a little click. So you have an idea of what
press
the
and
beat
hold any corner of the
tempo will be like before
on
you start playing
once
along.
Once you're happy with the controls.
Okay, so we know how this works, and I'll move on. I got stuck here before. Let's try again.
Press and hold any corner of the screen to move on once you're happy with the controls.
Okay, this happened to me before. Hopefully I can get through here.
Sounds can be high and low, as well as coming from the left and right. Touch the four corners of the screen to hear the difference.
Okay, so here's top left. Bottom left. Top right. And bottom right. All right. Yeah, we get that. Pretty explanatory. So I'll tap and hold the top right to move on.
When you pass challenges, your reward is extra layers of music. If you hear this sound,
you messed up.
Then don't worry, We can always try again. I'm here to help you become fluent in the language of Orify and enjoy the progression through the music, eventually without me.
All right. Now we'll
Orify has many different moods. Sometimes the choice to steer the mood is yours. Tilt to the left or right and hold for a count of four to activate. Steer the mood.
Okay, so whenever we get to steer the mood, we can tilt the screen hard over left or hard over right, and we'll get a different beat. So I'll try tilting it over to the left, see what's there.
Four. Three.
That sounds kind of aggressive. So it's over on the right.
Four. Three.
Kind of atmospheric. Let's try something aggressive first. How about that?
Four. Three. Two. One. Activating.
All right. Now it's up and down again. Facing me.
When you hear Shake It, shake the touchpad in time with the music over the coming count. Keep it in time.
All right.
Shake it. Yes. When you hear this sound, touch the side of the screen from which it came. This is called React.
We learned the sounds of the corners a minute ago.
React.
Now we use it. It's on the left. Got it. Got it on the right. On the left. Got it again. Just when I touch the screen.
That's good.
Ah. Ooh, I got some syncopated beat there.
Listen for this sound. Tilt the touchpads to the left and right to bring the sound into the middle and hold it there.
All right. Tilt to the right, tilt to the left a little. There it is. Oh.
Yes.
Close enough, I guess. Ooh, I got a shaker now.
React.
Touch the sides of the screen. Left. Got it. Left again. Got it. Right. Got it. Right. Got it.
That's
there.
Good.
Good. I must not warrant more music yet. Oh, there's the sound again. To the left.
Tight.
Good.
React.
Alright. Ooh, I got a guitar now. On the right, tapped. Right, got it again. On the right. On the left.
That's good.
Yeah. Here's the center it up sound again.
Yes.
There we go. Have to be careful.
React.
Just tilt the screen a little when that happens. Or reacting. On the left. On the right. Got it. On the left. On the left.
That's good.
And there will be new patterns to play soon. Oop. Center this sound up again. Oop, too much. Got it.
Yes.
Great.
This is React 4. It's like React, but this time, touch the corner from where the sound came. Sounds can be high and low, as well as from the left and right.
A little bit more complicated than
React 4.
Low right. Got it. Left. High left. High right.
That's good.
Of course.
Make this sound resonate by using your finger to continuously draw a shape on screen. I'll tell you which shape to trace. Resonate triangle.
Okay. You'll notice the pitch waver when I mess up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay, not excellent. Triangle's hard to draw with your finger. You get the corners
steer
just right.
Steer the mood.
Oh, I get to pick new music now. Let's see what's over on the left.
4, 3.
Kinda. It's over on the right.
4.
Ooh, kind of 3, electro. Let's try this.
2, 1. Activating.
By the time this is over.
This is drum break. Yeah. Create a beat by tapping the screen over the coming count. Drum break. Okay. React.
So you'll see it's throwing in ones we know.
Tight.
With a few new ones. Oh, now
shake it.
Good drums too.
Yes. React. Tight.
There we go. Oh, there's the center up sound.
Yes.
Good.
Shake it.
Ooh, I got an arpeggiated thing going.
Yes.
Oh, here's the center up sound. Ooh, come back, come back, come back. There we go.
Yes. React. Tight.
We've seen most
react
of the gestures.
Four.
Yeah, here's React 4 again. Top left. Low right. High left. Low right.
That's good.
Ah.
Resonate square.
That's a little easier to do. Let's see.
Okay.
Notice you'll say okay.
This sound will repeatedly approach you.
Here's
tilt left and right to bring it into the middle and deflect it.
Okay, I will try. Yep, it went away from me. I bounced away from it. Oops, I went the wrong way. I might have missed that one. Here it comes again.
Yes.
Got it. Some of the tests you have to do 3 passes to win or lose
the test.
Steer
the mood.
Okay, I'll do one more mood, and then I think by then we'll have encountered most of the mini games that are in Aurify. Let's try to the left.
4, 3.
Ooh, that's weird. What's on the right?
4, 3.
Let's try to the left.
4.
Some weird beatbox.
3, 2, 1. Activating. This is called guard. This sound wants to get away from you. Resist its escape by tilting the touchpad left and right. Guard.
Whoops, come back over here.
Let's run through that again.
That's a hard one.
Guard. Let's run through that again.
It gets so far away, you have to tilt it a lot to make it move, and then you make it go too far.
This sound wants to get away from you. Resist its escape by tilting the touchpad left and right. Guard. Yes. Here you must evade sounds. Steer to the left of this sound. And to the right of this one.
All right.
Evade.
Just like driving a car, I guess. Go to the left of that one. Yep. Go to the right of this one. Oop, didn't go fast enough. Left. To the right of that. Left of this. Ooh, didn't make it. To the right of that.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't do so great, but made it.
React 4.
Alright, this is old familiar.
Tight. Evade.
To the left. Got it. To the right. Got it. To the left. Yeah, to the right. We're in the right place, actually. To the left of this one. Come on, get over there. Just barely made it. To the right of this one.
Yeah. Tight.
Great, yes.
Guard.
Oh, this is hard. To the left, come back. Come back. Back. Ah! Took part of my music away. Okay, center him up. There we go.
Yes! Resonate triangle.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Okay. Drum break. That's good.
Center it up. Oh no, that's the one that wants to get away. I gotta deflect this one. It'll come back. Oops.
Guard.
Come back.
Yes.
Eh.
Drum break.
A little. Yeah, I can do that.
That's good. Guard.
Fast. Okay, this is gonna be deflected. Whoops.
God.
I'm not doing good here. Lost all my music. Oh.
Listen to the pattern of claps over the first count and echo it in the second count by tapping the screen.
All right.
Yes. When you hear Crush It, create a rhythm by tapping the screen over the coming count. Remember, timing is key. Crush it. Tight. This is called scratch. Create a scratched rhythm by sliding up and down on the screen over the coming count. Scratch. Tight.
Very unresponsive.
Drum break.
It is. Okay.
Tight. Scratch. Okay. Yes. Steer the mood.
All right. I'm going to stop here, but just to give you an idea of where we could go from this point, we could go over to the left.
4, 3.
Or over to the right.
4, 3.
All right. So that's going to do it for that. I'll just touch the center of the screen and hold.
Connection suspended. Tap the screen to resume.
So, hope that gives you an idea of what's possible in Aurify. It's really unlike any other audio game I've ever encountered before. And you can take it with you anywhere. All you need is earbuds or just something like that so you can have some stereo sound and you can pass a lot of time. In the beginning, of course, she's going to walk you through how to operate these little mini games, but kind of gets more complicated as time passes. They aren't announced to you. She doesn't tell you how to operate them. They get faster. They change things up on you. Some of the music that you are playing makes it more difficult to hear the sounds. So a lot of challenges come up, and you can always just see how far you can go, how fast you can make it. Very complicated version of what's sort of like audio Simon Says in a way, but goes way, way beyond that. So still other mini games to try out. Just get it from the App Store. Again, it's A-U-R-I-F-I, Aurify. And it'll work with any of the iPhones that run VoiceOver. It'll work with an iPod Touch, I think third gen or beyond. Again, any of the iPod Touches that run VoiceOver are new enough to run Aurify. I actually think it will run on an iPad, but if you're trying to play this game with your iPad, it might be a bit difficult to hold the iPad sideways and steer it. I don't know. I can only imagine what your companions on an airplane or on the bus are going to think with people tilting their cell phone around and shaking it in the air to play the shaker game, things like that. Much less a 10-inch diagonal iPad. It is very fun and interesting, though, so hope you all will give it a try. It's not free, but it's very inexpensive. It's just $1.99. And like I say, check out other podcasts if you need help getting it from the App Store. And that's it for this podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with me, just send an email to briansmart@briansmart.com. That's my name, BRYANSMART. BrianSmart@BrianSmart.com. No caps, no punctuation. Okay, until next time, this is Brian Smart. And next time you want to hit somebody in the head with your cell phone, just tell them you were playing Aurify. Maybe that'll work.